And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 20th of July, 2011. It's the birthday of Francesco Petrarca, better known as Petrarch, born 1304 in Arezzo, Tuscany. He was a devout Catholic. He loved classical literature. He moved to Avignon after his father died, worked in clerical positions so he could work on his own writing. And on April the 6th, 1327, when he was 23 years old, in the Church of St. Clair in Avignon, he first saw the woman we know as Laura. We don't know if they spoke. We don't know if she rejected him or why. We don't know anything about who she is. But he began to write a series of poems about her over the course of 40 years, poems of unrequited love, 366 poems, of which 316 were in sonnet form, the collection called Il Canzoniere, the songbook, about his feelings for Laura and also about his own spiritual evolution and his renunciation of the world in favor of trust in God. In 1348, the plague, the Black Death, claimed many of his friends, and Laura was one of its victims. She died 21 years to the day after he first saw her in Avignon, and Petrarch in 1374. It's the birthday of the novelist Thomas Berger, 1924, Lackland, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. Left college, 1943, joined the army. After the war, he was with the occupying forces in Berlin, came home, finished college, moved to New York City. Published his first novel, Crazy in Berlin, in 1958, after a rough start. He said afterward, "After 2.5 years of writing, I suddenly understood that there was only a handful of pages of Crazy in Berlin worth preserving, and I discarded the manuscript and started over." He went on to write three sequels. And then in 1964, he wrote Little Big Man, an account of the Old West as told by a white man who claims to have survived Custer's last stand. It became a big bestseller after the movie version came out in 1970. And it's the birthday of Cormac McCarthy, 1933, Providence, Rhode Island. A critic once wrote of McCarthy, "A man's novelist whose apocalyptic vision rarely focuses on women." McCarthy does not write about sex, love, or domestic issues. Known for his border trilogy, All the Pretty Horses, The Crossing, and Cities of the Plain, and Blood Meridian, 1985, which often turns up on lists of best novels of the 20th century. Here's a poem for today by Christina Rossetti, A Green Cornfield. The earth was green, the sky was blue. I saw and heard one sunny morn a skylark hang between the two, a singing speck above the corn. A stage below, in gay accord, white butterflies danced on the wing, and still the singing skylark soared, and silent sank and soared to sing. The cornfield stretched a tender green to right and left beside my walks. I knew he had a nest unseen somewhere among the million stalks. And as I paused to hear his song, while swift the sunny moments slid, perhaps his mate sat listening long and listened longer than I did. A Green Cornfield by Christina Rossetti. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.